What would you do if you were Ed Beekman? What would you do if you were afraid someone you love is about to make a mistake, and while you want to stop her, you don't know how? What will you do, Ed Beekman? In your heart, you feel your daughter is heading for trouble. But Kate's almost a grown woman. You aren't sure you've the right to tell her what to do. And what's more, Ed, you aren't sure you are right. But you're certain of this. You love your daughter with all your heart. So you do the only thing you can do.
Yes, Ma?
It's me, baby. Mother's in the kitchen.
Oh. What is it, Pa?
May I talk to you a minute?
The door's open. I'll turn on the lamp.
No, not unless you want. There's light from the window. Dark feels good to my eyes. I've been checking tally sheets all day.
Oh, you're very tired, Pa?
Well, let's see. It feels good to sit down. How about you, Kate? Feel like talking to your father?
About my job?
The job, yeah, and a lot of other things.
What's there to say?
Now listen, Katie, please. I've been thinking hard over what I've got to say. Come on. Let your old man talk.
Dad, of course I'll listen, but...
Well, then, let's start with what happened when you had that dance audition. Now, Katie, maybe nobody in the world really knows how bad that hurt you. I mean, when the doc said you couldn't dance anymore, but... Kate, if anybody can understand, it's your mother and me. Hurt us, too.
I know.
That was a real kick in the teeth. But a kick in the teeth can be the luckiest thing ever happened to you.
Pa.
Oh, honey, I mean a real kick in the teeth, and not just a kick in the teeth. Anything big that happens to you.
How can anything bad be lucky?
Anything bad or good, baby. Anything big, anything important in your life. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, and I can prove it. You know the biggest thing ever happened to me? The day my first kid was born. I'm talking about you. Okay, now, that was a big thing, and a good thing. It made me bigger.
What?
I was a bigger man, not just Ed Beekman anymore. I had a kid. All of a sudden, I knew a whole bunch of things I didn't know before.
But that was a good thing. Not like what the doctor told me.
No, I said good or bad, and I can prove that, too. I went to prison. Now, that's a bad thing, huh?
Yes.
A real kick in the teeth. But I got something out of it. I got something out of that every day. And now everything's wonderful.
What do you mean?
Katie, I get more out of walking down the street. It's better than a picture show. I get a real bang out of unlocking a door. I like to look at the sky, even if it's raining. Even the wind feels good because it don't have to blow through bars to get at me. A million simple things like that, things I never even saw before. I see them now. I'm not saying it makes up for going to prison. But I know Ed Beekman's a bigger man for what happened. A lot bigger than I used to be, kid. I'm getting just big enough to see what this old world is all about. I don't know many answers. I'm just a guy. But that's all anybody is, Katie. The dancing, the job, they don't count.
Pa!
Yeah, Katie?
They are important.
Kate, you're important. Well, the nightclub...
Pa, Miss Powers said...
Baby, don't you see? You're trying to take a shortcut. You're just taking what she tells you.
She knows.
No argument. Miss Powers is a famous woman. Sure, she knows about nightclubs.
Well, she says it would be a good thing for me to work there.
She doesn't know you, Kate.
Oh, what's your real objection, Pa?
Oh, honey, you're grabbing at straws, kid. That kick in the teeth still hurts so bad you aren't using your head. Now, if you want to be a dance director, swell. Anything you want to do, Mother and I are behind you all the way.
But you don't want me to take a job that will start me.
Because I think it's a blind alley.
Well, I've got to get practical experience.
Then get it somewhere else. Your mother and I... Honey, we don't want you to grab the first thing comes along.
Well, it's the only way.
It's no way at all.
But it is, Pa. After I get practical experience, Miss Powers will train me to be a director.
Practical experience in a nightclub, being a general flunky.
I have to start somewhere.
Then make a real start. I don't know how to tell you how to get what you want, but there must be better ways to get experience, Katie. Mr. Mason knows a lot of people. We can tell him what you want. He'll introduce you around. Maybe he'll get you a job in a theater.
No. Mr. Mason did all he's going to do when he offered me work in his office. Pa, I'm not going to wait.
You can wait a little.
Oh, Pa, I'm nobody. Things won't come to me.
Katie, you're young. You've
no. This job is my opportunity. I want to take it, Pa. Are you going to tell me not to?
Would it do any good?
I hope you don't tell me not to.
No. We won't say no. You're not a little girl to say no to anymore. All we say is, Kate, your mother and I think you're doing the wrong thing. We don't want you to do it. You're going to anyway, huh?
Yes.
Okay, baby.
Pa. Pa, don't be hurt.
I can't help feeling hurt, baby, but it'll pass.
Maybe you should turn me over your knee.
Nah, not anymore. That's growing up. You have to make up your own mind. Baby.
What, Pa?
Go on in and tell your mother.
Can't you? All right.
She's in the kitchen.
Promise? You aren't mad at me?
Yeah, I promise you.
I love you, Pa.
And I love you. Ma and I both love you. Don't forget that, Kate. Don't ever forget that. Now, you run speak to your mother.
Meanwhile, in Perry Mason's apartment.
Huh? Open in the name of the law.
Lieutenant Halverson, come in.
Are you sure it's okay? I see you're dressing to go out.
Oh, come in. Very observant, these police officers. How are you doing, Don?
Fine, thanks, Mr. Mason. I want to congratulate you on the Cesar case. You did a real job.
I had some help.
Mm-hmm. Craig's a good man. Go ahead and tie your tie, Mason. Must be a big party.
Hmm?
Since you've got on the soup and fish.
Oh, going out to dinner with some friends.
Uh-huh. Going out to celebrate the big new case?
Which big new case?
Those automobile insurance companies.
Are you just talking, or...
I heard about it two ways. One from my colleague, Lieutenant Bailey.
You in the auto theft division now?
Yeah, they needed help. Oh. I'm giving Bailey a hand, kind of supervising the boys. Only don't tell Bailey, I told you.
I found it quite difficult to tell Lieutenant Bailey anything.
Oh, Bailey's okay, Mr. Mason, but the commissioner's on his neck. That's one reason I came here. I want to tell you personally that anything we can do to cooperate with you, any way we can work together... That's what I want. That's from me to you, personal. Okay?
Yes, yes. And thank you.
Well, I'm just cutting myself in for any kind of help I can get.
You have another reason for this call?
Mm-hmm. The other place I heard about the insurance companies offering you about $7 or $8 million to bust the auto theft syndicate.
Well, not quite that much, Don. So if that is what you heard, your information is all wrong.
Oh, it's pretty good, Mr. Mason. I know who signed the retainer check and how many thousands it's made out for. I know the identities of four of the six insurance men at the secret meeting in your office this afternoon.
Oh. Well, you called it a secret meeting.
I was joking.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not an open secret exactly. I doubt if the room clerk downstairs knows you're working for the insurance companies, but if he doesn't, it's probably because he's not interested.
In short, there is a leak.
You don't seem surprised.
Oh, I'm not. That's why I'm going to dinner.
Doesn't that come under the heading of locking the barn after the horse is stolen?
No.
Look, I'm telling you, the secret's out, Mr. Mason. Too many people know you've taken the insurance job.
Well, I'll change their minds.
You can't.
Oh, yes, there's a way.
Sure, you can quit.
Oh, no, there's another way. You don't think so, hmm? Care to bet, Lieutenant?
With you? I'm no fool. But do me a favor, huh, Mr. Mason? Just exactly how do you intend to keep a secret that is no longer a secret?
You sure you won't bet?
Mm-mm. Not me.
Okay, sit down, Don. I'll tell you.
At this moment, Perry Mason is confident, eager to begin his campaign against the crime syndicate. But it's possible Mason wouldn't be so eager if he knew the meaning of the decision Kate Beekman has just made. Of course, Kate doesn't know yet just how fateful is her decision. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?